The Mickey Mouse Club. This is WCOM LP Chapel Hill and Carrboro, and I'm Linda Hill, and this is the West End Report. It is 6:02. It is September 17th, Monday night. And in the news, a Texas couple accused of starving their four-year-old child pleaded guilty today to second-degree murder and felony child abuse. Richard Doan, 34, was sentenced to at least 26 years in prison. His wife, Amber Doan, faces 17 to 24 years in prison when she is sentenced December 4th. Last week, both rejected a deal that would have spared them a life sentence for the 2005 death of their child, Randy Doan. If they continued to spurn the plea deal, prosecutors said they would have started jury selection in Richard Doan's trial Monday. Amber Doan would have gone on trial next week. Authorities said Richard Doan was making a freight delivery in Durham when he waved down a sheriff's deputy along Miami Boulevard in August 2005, asking for help in getting the child to a local hospital. The pair from Riverside, Texas, told the deputy their son was sick, but authorities said there were marks on the boy's body and bruises on his head. Randy Doan later died at Duke University Hospital. An autopsy showed that the boy weighed 19 pounds, which is about half the weight of an average child of that age. Officers said the couple's 15-month-old daughter, who was also in the tractor trailer, looked healthy. She was placed in the custody of the Social Services Department. In other news, a female sophomore was injured when a group of students tore up a goalpost in a post-game celebration after Duke University snapped its 22-game losing streak in a win over Northwestern University on Saturday. Around 11:30 p.m., around 300 students gathered in Wallace Wade Stadium and tore down a goalpost. Students carried the goalpost to the quad in the center of the West Campus. They were attempting to raise the goalpost outside Duke Chapel when one side of the goal post buckled and struck a female student in the head. Priya Pratel, a sophomore, was alert and talking after the injury and was taken to Duke Hospital, where she was treated and released on Sunday. Students said hundreds of people continued to celebrate Duke's victory on the quad after the accident. Police did not file any charges Saturday night, and the university does not plan to take any disciplinary action against students. In weather, it will be clear and cool tonight in the low to mid-50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and nice, highs in the near 80s. So, let's talk about more positive news. That was awfully depressing, but very positively tonight. Tonight, this is our segment on the West End Report I like to call The Contribution, where every week I interview a nonprofit organization in our community and like to provide listeners with very prescriptive ways that you can give with your time, money, or skill set. And tonight it is my pleasure to have Heather Beard here, who is the executive director of EarthShare of North Carolina. And I, in the interest of full disclosure, I will say I am a board member at large with EarthShare of North Carolina. Happy to be on it. Have been, is this my third year now?
I think so, yes.
Okay. And you can talk closer. Very good. And okay. I want to welcome you so much.
Thank you.
And Heather, why don't you just tell us about what the mission is of EarthShare of North Carolina and also how you got involved in the first place.
Okay, great. Well, the EarthShare of North Carolina is a coalition of 28 environmental organizations that are based in North Carolina, and our purpose is to increase the capacity of these organizations to protect the environment by raising money for them through workplace giving campaigns and raising the general awareness of the work that they're doing and the challenges of North Carolina's environment.
Great. And I know that you not only do workplace giving, but obviously people can contribute one-time giving to your operational expenses and such. There are so many participating organizations with EarthShare, so we probably won't name them all. But to start with, I'm going to just mention the website is earthsharenc.org. And tell us about some of the participating organizations within EarthShare.
Great. Well, EarthShare of North Carolina, it's we really have two parts. We have our 28 kind of coalition members that are based in North Carolina, and then we also have an additional 36 organizations that individuals can give to through their workplace giving campaigns. And those organizations are national and international in scope, like the Nature Conservancy and Natural Resources Defense Council. But our local organizations are the organizations, like the premier organizations that are working on the environment in North Carolina. So these are groups that are working on the global climate change issues, such as North Carolina Sustainable Energy Association, organizations that are working on reducing and eliminating the use of pesticides in schools and other efforts to promote alternatives to pesticide use. So that organization is used to be known as Agricultural Resources Center, now as the Pesticide Education Project. Organizations like the Triangle Land Conservancy and Eno River Association Conservation Trust for North Carolina, all of these organizations are working to identify vital tracts of land in their specified area that have environmental, cultural, natural significance of some sort, and identifying those and prioritizing them to preserve in a conservation easement.
Great. There's so many of these different organizations that most all of us would recognize. You are with EarthShare of North Carolina. Explain how it works in that you are the organization, but you in effect are giving to all of these throughout your organization. How does that work?
Right. Well, EarthShare of North Carolina was actually formed by a good number of our existing members with the purpose of, you know, realizing that we needed some way to fund the environmental community in North Carolina, and that workplace giving was a very sustainable form of fundraising. And so our purpose, EarthShare of North Carolina, is to go into workplaces and offer the environment as a choice. And so employees can make payroll deduction contributions or one-time contributions through their employee giving campaign, which is happening across the state right now. Generally, these campaigns happen in the fall. And so employees can choose to designate any particular organization if they have a specific issue that they like to support. They love the coast, and they might choose to support the North Carolina Coastal Federation. So they can designate their gift to any organization, or funds that come to the EarthShare of North Carolina umbrella are split evenly between all the groups. So it's a way to support the environment overall.
Okay. So if a person is working for a corporation or a small business and they want to, they are already involved in workplace giving, how can they make sure that their money is going towards one of the EarthShare's environmental organizations?
Great. Yeah. EarthShare of North Carolina, right now, if you're a state employee, a federal employee, local government employee in the Triangle area, EarthShare of North Carolina is a workplace giving option to you. We are also included in all of the workplaces that run a Triangle United Way campaign. We're listed as an additional giving option in those workplaces. If you're not sure if Earth Share of North Carolina is a choice in your workplace, then certainly ask your coordinator there. And if Earth Share of North Carolina is not currently a giving option, then please contact me and I'll work with you to figure out how we can make that happen.
That's great. Once again, we are speaking with Heather Beard, who's the executive director of Earth Share of North Carolina, and she's talking about some of the participating organizations that fall within Earth Share of North Carolina. And if you are aware that you have a workplace giving, most of us who work for larger corporations have something like the Triangle United Way. Mm-hmm. It's important that you understand that you have an option as to who you give to, and EarthShare is one of the options. And underneath them is 60 more organizations that we can list here on this show. But if you'd like to go to their website, it is EarthShareNC.org. So if, let's say, Heather, a company doesn't even have a workplace giving program, mm-hmm. what would you recommend?
Well, if a workplace doesn't currently have one, but they would like one, then again, just give me a call, and it's very easy to set it up. Any workplace that's doing any kind of benefits program, like insurance or anything for their employees, already has this capability set up in their payroll system. And so it's a very easy process to establish a workplace giving program. But a lot of workplaces think that they might be too small. Say you have 10 employees, it's a small startup business or something along those lines. No business is too small. We have workplace giving campaigns at locations that have 8 employees and locations that have, hundreds of employees. Either way, we have the ability to work with you to figure out the best type of workplace giving campaign for your workplace.
Great. People get very interested in where is their money going. Mm-hmm. And so if people are giving and they want to specify that they want to give to Earth Share of North Carolina, explain to listeners how the money is given to the different participating organizations.
So, like,
Is there a percentage or...
Oh, sure. Right. Yes, any of the funds that are given to Earth Share of North Carolina's organizations through workplace giving campaigns, there is an administrative fee that is taken off of that contribution so that we can fund ourselves to go into the workplaces and represent these groups. And so I believe the percentage is 16.4%. So 83.6 cents of every dollar goes to our participating organizations, and the remainder is used by us to grow our organization to do better for the rest of our groups.
That's great. And I know you have new groups that sign on regularly as well. There are other ways to give as well, and if your workplace doesn't offer a giving program or you're not interested in that, you can be a one-time giver. Mm-hmm. What would you recommend to people who want to give in other ways?
Well, we have caught up with the rest of the world, the online giving options. So you can go to the website, earthsharenc.org, and there's a Donate Now button there. If what you're interested in is building the capacity of the environmental movement in North Carolina, then a gift to Earth Share of North Carolina itself is a great investment. So that would go to our operations. But if you wanted to make a gift that goes to our participating organizations, then you'd want to specify that you intend this to be like a workplace giving campaign gift that goes to our groups.
Heather, with the movie that Al Gore came out with, and all that has been in the news about global warming and the environmental issues, what is your opinion about, it's on the top of everybody's mind right now, but do you think that it's going to continue to be top of mind and businesses are going to take it more seriously, that they're going to realize that this is not a liberal agenda, but this is a business decision? And also, what do you see as some of the challenges within North Carolina in terms of our environmental issues?
Mm-hmm.
That's probably too long a question to ask. You can start with the first part.
Okay, yeah. An Inconvenient Truth, the movie, was really a boon to the environmental movement. I do think that since that movie came out, people are a lot more aware of the environmental issues that face them locally. And I think, you know, it started with a heightened awareness to global climate change issues. But I think then, in paying attention to that, people are more open to seeing that the other environmental issues that face our communities and our state and our country are legitimate. And so I think that it has strengthened the or given more credibility, I guess, to the environmental movement. And certainly businesses have jumped on board. You can hardly listen to the radio or watch the TV for more than 10 minutes before a company is on with an environmentally targeted advertisement. So I think that it is, people are paying attention. And I think that one of the challenges for the environmental movement is to recognize that there is this heightened level of attention right now, but the environment can be a difficult thing. You know, and the environment encompasses so much, everything from, you know, pesticide use to water quality to clean air, health issues, land preservation, that it's hard to be cohesive about what being a part of the environmental movement is. And so I think that a challenge for us is to recognize that people are more sensitive to the environmental issues around them right now, and to find ways to engage people at the individual level.
Great. Once again, you're listening to WCOM 103.5 here in Chapel Hill and Carrboro, and I'm speaking tonight with Heather Beard, who's the Executive Director of EarthShare of North Carolina. Hope you'll consider getting involved with them. If you'd like to reach them, their website is earthsharenc.org, or you can call them at 1-800-200-6311. And we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back with Heather Beard of EarthShare. Liz Wright singing Open Your Eyes, You Can Fly off of her album Salt. And tonight I have Heather Beard here with Earthshare of North Carolina. Thanks again for coming in, Heather.
Thank you.
Tell us what your opinion is about some of the bigger environmental impacts and issues specific to North Carolina.
Well, I think, and this is, you know, from my opinion, that one of the biggest challenges for North Carolina's environment is that we are just such a popular state. I mean, it's a beautiful state. People move here because they love the mountains or the coast or the accessibility to either of those destinations. And, you know, around the country, we keep hearing about how the housing market is declining, but here in the Triangle area and in North Carolina, it's still heading on strong. So we've got a lot of people moving to the area, and that places a strain on the environment. And so I think we, you know, really need to address the issues related to increased growth. We need more planning to make sure that as people come here, that the reason that they came here remain, you know, that we can still enjoy the scenic outdoors and the fresh air and so forth.
Yeah. We've had a lot of heroes of the environment here, too. The gentleman who, the Blue Ridge Mountain guy, I can't remember his name all of a sudden, but he just did some amazing things for our state when I was doing the research on him.
Yeah, Hugh Morton Jr.
Mm-hmm. Amazing man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're talking with Earthshare of North Carolina, and I want to make sure that we give listeners an opportunity to understand that there are ways that you can give with your workplace giving. If you have one in place already, Earthshare is one of the options. Under the Triangle United Way, you may have to specifically ask to write it in if you're interested in supporting all of the many participating organizations within Earthshare. But if you don't particularly want to give with your money, they have all kinds of other options. They welcome your time. And what are some of the volunteer efforts that you have underway that you would invite people to participate in?
Sure. Well, one of the things that I love about Earthshare of North Carolina is that we are somewhat of a vehicle for individuals across the state to find out about a number of environmental organizations and the opportunities with those organizations to volunteer and get involved. And so we have a bi-monthly e-newsletter, actually called NCE News, where we have compiled environmental opportunities, both volunteer opportunities and just activities that are going on across the state. And so it's kind of one-stop shopping to find out about a whole range of ways that you can get involved. And then we ourselves, we make use of volunteers quite a bit. You have to be of the variety of liking to lick envelopes and put stamps on things. But we couldn't get the work of our organization done without our very strong group of volunteers.
I'll say this because I've already disclosed that I'm a board member. I'm always astonished that it's you, Heather, and it's Miriam. Mm-hmm. It's two women running this office. And occasionally you have some help, but you rely heavily on people to contribute and to the mm-hmm. participating organizations. And you run a very lean, tight ship. And I'm just always amazed by what you all are able to accomplish on the staff, the two of you basically that you have. It's amazing.
Well, thank you. And I'll say as a just a plug there, to give you an idea of what we are raising for the environment. Last year, we raised $570,000 in one campaign season, and we're trying to grow every year, obviously. But so we are a lean office
lean
for raising that amount of money.
It's so amazing. Let's. I do want to talk about actually what you have accomplished for on behalf of your participation in organizations. Tell us about some of the success that Earthshare's had over the last year.
Sure. Well, as we, you know, are able to get into new workplace giving campaigns, that increases our ability to outreach to new people in the state and let them know about the work of our groups and, of course, raise more money for them. And so last year, we did raise, I guess, about $65,000 more than we had the year before. And we do this through our network of groups. They are out there for about a 3-month period, campaigning and talking to employees at workplaces and things like that. And so, I mean, our biggest success is the funds that we're able to get to our groups each year, and also just the ability to connect individuals in North Carolina with the environmental nonprofits that are so critical to protecting our environment here.
And most listeners will be very familiar with a lot of the organizations that fall within EarthShare's workplace giving. Most of us have heard of Audubon North Carolina, Eno River Association, Triangle Land Conservancy, Piedmont Land Conservancy, North Carolina Rails to Trails. They've been on my show. North Carolina Big Sweep, that's a big one in corporate America. Some of the things that EarthShare is able to do that your dollars go towards is protecting our air and drinking water, preserving our parks and rivers and forests and heritage lands, and preventing urban sprawl, creating smart growth, adopting pollution prevention strategies, promoting energy conservation. There's just so much that EarthShare is able to do. And again, this is a very lean staff. They have been able to raise money on such a small staff, and your dollars heavily go towards all of these participating organizations. So if you have workplace giving, I would strongly encourage you to please consider EarthShare of North Carolina to give to in your workplace giving, or as well as in your one-time giving. When you consider giving at holidays and birthdays, EarthShare is a fantastic organization to give to, and their website is earthsharenc.org, or you can call them if you'd like to contribute with your time, 1-800-200-6311. And Heather, I'll let you we're going to close it out here in a moment. Is there anything else you want to specifically share about EarthShare, or any events coming up, or anything specific?
Great. Yeah, this is a first-time event that we're doing this year. It's called Camp Out Carolina, and we are promoting and encouraging individuals and communities and families to pitch a tent in your backyard, go to your favorite campground, whatever, on October 19th. And it is a statewide camp out with the purpose of demonstrating our support in North Carolina for the protection of our environment. And so we will be encouraging families to do this. And if you do decide to camp out on October 19th, please visit our website. It's not up yet, but it'll be up in the next few days. And it is campoutcarolina.org. And register that you're camping out so we'll know that you're participating.
Fantastic. Okay, once again, I want to thank you very much, Heather.
Thank you.
You know I'm partial to your cause. And I just want to say I'm so amazed at how much work you and Miriam both do in the office for two people with this organization. You're just amazing women and amazing workers and comrades for the environment. So really appreciate everything you do, and that's why I continue to sign on to help your cause as well. And I hope that people will consider giving to EarthShare of North Carolina. If you have a workplace giving program, please specifically ask to give to an EarthShare of North Carolina. If you care to give specifically to environmental organizations, or if you don't yet have a workplace giving, please ask your company. As Heather said, there's no company that's too small to be able to participate in a workplace giving campaign. They also accept your one-time donations as well as your time. They always accept the help of volunteers. They have a lean staff and would be very happy to have your help and your time. It is 6:30. It's September 17th. It's Monday night. And we are now going to join already in session Free Speech Radio. Have a lovely evening.